Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is John chapter 7, verses 1 through 13. The Reverend Brian Heller is preaching. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from St. John, the 7th chapter. After this, Jesus went about in Galilee. He would not go about in Judea because the Jews were seeking to kill him. Now the Jews' Feast of Booths was at hand. So his brothers said to him, "Leave here and go to Judea. Your disciples also may see the works you are doing. For no one works in secret if he seeks to be known openly. If you do these things, show yourself to the world." For not even his brothers believed in him. Jesus said to them, "My time is not yet come, but your time is always here. The world cannot hate you, but it hates me, because I testify about it that its works are evil. You go up to the feast. I am not going up to this feast, for my time is not yet fully come." After saying this, he remained in Galilee. But after his brothers had gone up to the feast, then he also went up, not publicly, but in private. The Jews were looking for him at the feast and saying, "Where is he?" And there was much muttering about him among the people. While some said, "He is a good man," others said, "No, he is leading the people astray." Yet for fear of the Jews, no one spoke openly of him. This is the word of the Lord. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. So this text from St. John is probably not one that we see a lot, or even study a lot. We don't see this in any arch books from Concordia Publishing House, because this is kind of just a strange text with what Jesus is doing. Because at first glance, when we look at this text, it seems a little confusing. Jesus telling his brothers that he's not going to the great feast of booths in Jerusalem, but then he goes anyways, incognito. Again, what Jesus says and does in this text is not what we would expect him to do. Because let's face it, when we think about what's going on here, wouldn't we expect Jesus, the Messiah, the long-awaited one, to be right at home in the majestic city of Jerusalem, not hanging out in the backwoods of Galilee? What do we expect the Messiah to make his power known to all his healings, the feedings of endless bread and fish, raising people from death itself, so that all would believe in him? I mean, this is the point that Jesus' own family, his brothers, are making when they question Jesus. Why in the world, Jesus, are you hanging around doing these miracles in such a desolate place like Galilee? No one works in secret. Make yourself known to the world. Go for it. Go to Jerusalem if you really are who you claim to be. We see here that not even Jesus' own family believes that he is the Messiah. They've forgotten the prophecies that they, as pious Jews, should have had memorized. But when it comes down to it, Jesus' family and their reaction to him summarizes really the entire history of Israel. A history of forgetting. Forgetting the prophecies made all those years ago as God spoke to his people through his holy prophets. Forgetting that the very Feast of Booths was instituted by God all the way back in Leviticus to remind the people that the Lord, Yahweh, was the one who delivered them from Egypt. How quick they are to forget. How quick they are to unbelief. Today we might be tempted to sit here this morning and wag our fingers disapprovingly at Jesus' brothers for their blatant unbelief, and later on for the mutterings of the crowd in the temple, as they really confuse what Jesus is all about. Jesus' brothers want him to put on a magic show in Jerusalem. And the crowds themselves are split between Jesus being some kind of good social justice warrior or a fraud just seeking to deceive the power, the people. But what about us this morning? Do we too get confused about the Messiah? Yes, we may know the story of Christ, the Gospels backwards and forwards, but so did the Jews. They knew the story of God. They had the Torah memorized. No, this morning, maybe we're not so much like those brothers with their blatant unbelief and their mock of Jesus. Yet maybe we find ourselves more along the lines of St. Peter, who in the previous few verses confessed that Jesus had the words of eternal life. Who else would they go to? That he has that wonderful confession one moment, and then the very next moment completely messes it all up again. What is it about Christ that makes it so hard for us to believe in him? Well, simply put, we have Satan, the world, our own sinful flesh within us at work against our faith, seeking to destroy it. These things tempt us to believe that there is no way that Christ can come to us through seemingly ordinary means. Because when it comes down to it, our sinful selves does not want Jesus' power to be made perfect in weakness. We want his power to be full on in display in the most populous of places. We want miracles of physical healing, people being raised from death, all of it shown on the news that all the world can see who he is. When it boils down to it, we want a Messiah that comes to us in the ways we want, the ways we expect, on our own terms. And this too makes us, like the Israelites, forgetful people. Forgetful regarding all the true miracles that Jesus performs every single week, even here in St. Louis. Because today, Christ comes to us in the ways that he has promised, in his word and in his sacraments. He brings forth a miracle every time someone is baptized into his holy divine name. Every divine service, Christ brings forth more miracles as he feeds us his very body and blood with the bread and wine in his holy supper, given to for us Christians to eat and to drink for the forgiveness of sins, so that we poor, miserable, forgetful sinners may truly have eternal life. What miracles indeed. So thanks be to God that he does not give us the Messiah that we want or sinfully expect, but he gives us the Messiah that we need. Because our true Messiah desires the salvation of everyone. He does not desire the death of sinners. We see this when Jesus talks to his brothers. He tells them to go on ahead of him to the feast. What really Jesus is saying is, go be faithful, God-fearing Jews. Follow the law prescribed by God through Moses. Even in your unbelief, even in your mocking of me, there is still time for repentance and for faith. And Jesus himself, going to the Feast of Booths, this is something that seems just so hard for us to believe. Because the last time Jesus went to the same feast the previous year, it did not go well for Jesus. The religious leaders tried to kill him because Jesus confessed that he had healed a man on the Sabbath. And to top it all off, in this discourse between Jesus and the religious leaders, Jesus confesses that he is God. But even in the midst of the persecution that the religious leaders themselves wanted to kill Jesus, Jesus tells his brothers to still go to that same feast a year later. Jesus himself will go in secret, keeping the law of his Father perfectly, in spite of those leaders who were waiting there to put him to death. Although the Jews had forgotten what the Lord had done for them, although they had forgotten those prophecies of the Messiah, and in their hardened of hearts, they were unwilling to connect the dots on how Jesus fulfills every single prophecy during his earthly ministry, although they responded to Jesus' proclamation of truth with mockery and hatred, Jesus still goes up to Jerusalem for them, and he goes there for you and for me. Thanks be to God that he gives us a Messiah that does not forget us. This Messiah is the one who willingly bears our doubt, our confusion, our unbelief, and he bears it upon himself. He dies the death on the cross meant for us. And in his resurrection, Jesus makes you an heir of eternal life. That confession of St. Peter coming to fulfillment, that truly Jesus has the words, he is the words of eternal life, and he gives these words to you. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ this morning, continue to trust the promises that Christ has given to you. Even in the midst of our sinful confusion, in the midst of our sinful forgetfulness, Christ continues to call us out of the darkness of this world and into his marvelous light. Thanks be to God that Christ is the Messiah that we need, not the one that we want. Continue to receive the miracles that Christ gives to you every single week in the divine service, giving thanks that his power is truly made perfect in weakness, and that you have been delivered by him from death into life. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about long and short-term opportunities to serve, visit servenow.lcms.org.